Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And today's show is right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 WSEG. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me. And we're in the second game of my show. That's right. We play two games, 9 to 10 and 10 to 11. And the second quarter is always a lot of fun. This is when we bring on the good kids. And I'm asking you out there, fans. Yes, this is Carl DeMasi. I'm asking you out there, fans, if you have a child, you have an athlete, whether they're in Little League baseball, football, basketball, they're in middle school, they're in high school, they're in college, they're playing pro, and you want to nominate them, let's get them on the show. Let's get them a little more exposure. That's what it's all about. You can reach me on Twitter at KD Sports Report. You can reach me on Facebook, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. You can message me at KD, at Carl DeMasi, K DeMasi, K-D-E-M-A-S-I, K-D-E-M-A-S-I at hotmail.com. Just give me a call, 912-507-9158. I mean, let's hear about the good kids. And we're in the high school playoffs, and I mean, this team is having a great year. I mean, battled back and forth with the Lady Bulldogs of Beach High School, and they won the region championship. I mean, this player has been phenomenal at Salcy Johnson High School. She scored her 1,000th point on January 20th against Southeast Bullock High School, against Beach in the region championship. She buried 2 3-pointers at a key point of the game and put her team up more in the lead. Just a phenomenal basketball player. Yes, and she's only 5'1". Yes, she's going to be the smallest player on the court, but I'm telling you right now, she plays bigger than 5'1", and she's done a great job. She's been all-region, first team for the last 3 years. She was the MVP as a ninth grader on that Johnson Anna Smasher team, and she's joining us in studio now. That's right, in the ESPN studio right here in Savannah Mall. This week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Samariana. There we go, Samariana Williams. And everybody knows her as Bubbles. And I've been, you know, when you talk to people, oh, Bubbles did this, Bubbles did that. And got to get her name right. She's on the radio. Samariana, it's great to have you on. Great to meet you. And, you know, I even watched you play in eighth grade at Coastal Middle School. And just a great career so far. And unbelievable. I mean, just, you know, thanks for coming in and talking about your career.
Thanks for having me.
So, but first of all, you know, you had to start somewhere. I mean, you could shoot the three-pointer, you can dribble the ball, you go hard to the basket. When did you start playing?
I started playing when I was around about 4 or 5.
4 or 5. Dad and mom threw you on the basketball court, or you just picked up the ball and started playing?
I wanted to be like my big sister.
Okay, and your big sister, she played where?
Johnson.
She played at Johnson also. When did she graduate?
2014.
And good basketball team back then too, right?
They were all right.
They were all right until you got there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, but anyway, she's averaging 16 points a game. Yeah, 16 points a game, 2 assists a game, 2 rebounds a game, 3 steals a game. So she's having a pretty good year. So you're a shooter. I mean, looking at your field goal percentage is like at 46%. 3-point range is like 40%. I mean, so you do a lot of things on the basketball court. But what's the one thing that you like most about playing basketball?
I just like being the person that my team can depend on if we're, like, down or something. Like, they look to me to help it out.
So you're the go-to person.
Yes, sir.
Let's give you the rock and let's see what you can do with it.
Yes, sir.
That's the most fun about it. So, but, I mean, like I said, you know, 16 points a game. You're shooting unbelievable at 3-point range. You got 2 assists a game, 3 steals. What do you think if I had to ask somebody, if I went up to Coach Lindsay and said, Coach Lindsay, you know, tell me about Samariana. I'm going to call it Bubbles, okay? I hope you people understand. How'd you get the name Bubbles? We just found out from your dad.
When I was young and I was cutting teeth, they say, I used to blow a lot of bubbles, and my mom gave me that name, and it just stuck.
So, you know, I know he's trying to be funny. He called you a bubblehead. You don't have a bubblehead, though. So. Samariana's had a great career. And Samariana, I got to remember this. I've been practicing this all along, and even Coach Lindsay told me, and I'm just messing it up royally. I do apologize. But if I asked Coach Lindsay about Bubbles and what skills she has on what's her best skill, what do you think Coach Lindsay would tell us?
I think he would say that I just hate to lose, so most times I just do whatever I can to make sure my team win.
So he's just going to tell us that you're very competitive and that's your best skill, you know. And you got to look at it, right? You're usually the smallest one on the court, so they probably don't think you could do anything. They're probably looking to post you up because, you know, if I was coaching against you, I'd try to post you up. But even down low, you play hard too, don't you?
Yes, sir. I like when people underestimate me too, though.
So, I mean, that's what it's all about. So we're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Samariana Williams. Yes, I said it right. I just hit a three-pointer. So point guard, shooting guard, you do it all over there. I mean, every athlete has a routine to make themselves better. What's your routine to make yourself better?
I just usually go to, like, the YMCA and play with the men because, like, playing with the boys is kind of easy, so I never get any better playing with them.
So playing with boys is easy?
Yes, sir. So I'd rather play with men.
They're a little tougher. They're physically bigger than you. But so over at the YMCA, get some basketball in there. So, you know, coming into the season, okay, you knew you were going to score 1,000 points. You were close to it. Was that one of your goals for the season or you had other goals?
It was one of my goals, but my biggest goal is to get a ring. Like, that's all I want.
You want that state championship ring?
Yes, sir.
You think you have the team to do it this year?
Yes, sir. I'm positive we do.
All right, well, so I'm going to jump some questions. So give a shout-out to some of your teammates. Show them some love. So talk about your teammates.
All right. So Alexis, she's like
Alexis
Pierce. She keeps our team, like, together. Like, we argue and all that.
And she's going to Jacksonville University, right?
Yes, sir. And then Olivia.
Olivia.
Owens.
Yeah, she's going, like, to
Iona.
She's going back to my – that's in New York. It's in North – it's in Westchester County. New Rochelle, New York. Iona Prep. You know, one of the bigger college names up there.
And her and Alexis, like, they keep the team calm because, like, we argue a lot. And, like, they're, like, mediators of everybody because they're the oldest and stuff like that. And Jemiah, she just started playing, but she's a really big
– Jemiah Cutter.
Cutter, yeah. She helps the team a lot because, like, when now Olivia Owens is down, she's stepping up and playing a big part in the game. And
the rest of your teammates are chipping
in.
I know it's tough. I put you on the spot. But yeah, you got a good team there. Pierce, Owens, Cutter. So you guys are doing a great job. You got to talk about the big girl down low. I mean.
Yeah, Gianna Copeland.
Six foot five?
Yeah.
Now, is it true she really got a technical because she dunked before a game?
No. She hit the rim. She didn't dunk. She hit the rim.
Well, there was a buzz going around. There was a buzz going around Savannah that she dunked and she got a technical before a game.
I wish. But hit the rim. Like, it went out. Like, she dunked it, but it missed.
Right.
Like, she hit the rim.
She hit the rim. But yeah, she's a game changer, though, at 6'4", 6'5", whatever she is. How big is she?
6'5", yeah.
Yeah, so she's a game changer. I mean, you're 5'1", you're going to go down the lane, you got someone there at 6'5", and she puts her hands up. She's going to make you change your shot, right?
Yes, sir.
But you're going to go right at her, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go at
her. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic, Athlete Week. Shamar Ariana, got it again, right?
No, sir.
What did I do now?
Samariana.
Samariana?
Yeah.
I didn't say Samariana.
I said Shamariana.
Okay, Samariana. Okay, so I'm getting a lesson here on how to pronounce names, so bear with me, people. But she's the point guard, starting guard over at South C. Johnson High School. She's doing a great job. Their team is in the Elite Eight. So, I mean, you've had some really big games, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not, you know, trying to blow your bubble, okay? But when you nailed those two threes in the region championship game, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, you've played a lot of big games. Is there any one game that stands out the most for you, or are they all the same?
I have three, really. And it's a game we played against Grovetown in Atlanta. And we went into, like, overtime.
What'd you score, like 37 points?
I had 32.
32 points?
But, yeah, I went, like,
I was close.
6 for 8 from the three-point line. And we were just refusing to lose, that's all. Like, we just didn't want to lose because we lost in that gym last year. We couldn't go 0-2 in the same gym.
That was in the playoffs, right?
Yes, sir.
So, all right, so that's number one.
All right, and the Beats game, when I hit the buzzer beater, I just felt like my coach was like, if you get it, shoot it. So I really felt like he had a lot of faith in me, so
nice.
I had to make him, like, other people believe that I can do it.
Right.
And the North Hall game that we just played, we were down 21-12, and I got mad. So, you know, I didn't want to lose. I hate losing. So I was like, just let me get hold of the ball for, like, two possessions. And I came down, shot a three-pointer. They brought it in. They missed at their end. I came down, shot another three-pointer. Then Alexis shot a three. And then after that, we went on a 31-4-point run, and we just weren't losing.
Well, I didn't know that you guys were trailing in that game.
Yes, sir. They came out and shot, like, 5 three-pointers.
Wow.
But after that, they went cold. So.
All right. So I'm talking to Shamariana.
Williams,
okay. Yes. But I got the first name right again.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, we know her as Bubbles, and she's the point guard on South C. Johnson Lady Adams Smashers basketball team. So, you know, tell us about the coaching staff, okay? Because behind every good team, there's a good coaching staff. Tell us about Coach Lindsay and his assistant coaches, what he means to that program over there.
Well, Coach Lindsay, like, he's very passionate about what he do. Like, we get into it all the time, but he's one of the best that I've ever, like, one of the best coaches I've ever had besides Coach Dave that coaches at Islands. Like, he really cares about us.
Let's give Coach Dave Zerzan a plug there. Go ahead.
But he really cares about us. Our assistant coaches, like, they make sure that we're healthy. They make sure we eat and stuff like that.
Do the right things.
Yes, sir.
So they're a big part of the program. You guys wouldn't be where you are right now, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you have time to participate in any other sports?
I play softball, and I was going to start soccer this year.
But what happened when you're in the playoffs, so you can't start soccer? So what do you do on the softball field? What position?
Pitcher, and I play left field, left outfield.
You enjoy it?
Yes, sir.
Get your mind off of the basketball?
Yeah,
so, but okay, so any, you know, like we're coming up to the playoffs now, and what's it like going to Johnson High School? Tell the people, you know, if they were attending Johnson High School, what it would be like?
Well, it's really chill. Like, it's really chill. There's nothing really to get, like, excited about, but the school and the teachers are good. And, yeah.
You enjoy going to school there?
Oh, yes, sir.
You enjoy going to school. You got a bunch of friends. Teachers are doing a good job. Now, future plans. I mean, you probably want to play college basketball. Anybody talking to you, looking at you? Any word of that yet?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of, but that's what you would like to do in the future.
Yes, sir.
All right, now we're going to make you grow up now. Basketball's over. College's over. Just say you play college basketball. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an OBGYN.
Nice. Going to be a doctor. Yes. Dad's eyes lighting up. I mean, you know, that's a good profession. A lot of money. But once again, I mean, great career. You're at 1,000 points already. You're well over 1,000 points because that happened back in January 20th. But your team's been doing good. You've had a great season. And I got to thank the sports reporter and who nominated you, Dennis Knight, because I said, Dennis, who do you think in the city is having a really good season? And he said,
Samariana
Williams. I don't want to mess that up again. So, but this is from Dr. Bart Weatherington, and that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for February 25th. Samariana Williams. Hey, I said that nice. Samariana. Hey, that rings nice when you say it right. You know, from Johnson High School. Okay, good luck. Tuesday night, you're the only team in town. There's going to be a lot of people watching you. Go get them.
Thank you.
All right, let's give Dr. Bart his due here. Okay, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care. You get pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations. On Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to talk a little Daytona 500, 59 years straight, and with our guru of NASCAR sports car racing here for ESPNCoastal.com. And he's also the host of High School First Look, PJ Zucco. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. Remember, we're streaming live at ESPNCoastal.com. We're on your smartphone at the ESPN Radio app. Download it, and you can listen to us. Go to Savannah Hillmed. And remember, it's WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.